Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
If you look where the artists are going, that takes you right into the downtown area. So you've got all these little older homes that are being bought up and turned into rentals.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
My mom always said it's rude to keep people waiting. Well, best ever listeners, that's exactly what you're doing if you're not funding your deals with our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that matches up your deals with accredited and institutional investors who want to invest in your deal. Patch of Land literally has thousands of investors ready to fund your next deal. You don't want to keep them waiting, do you? And guess what? It's a lightning quick process too. In fact, the average Patch of Land loan closes in just 7 days. Is a 5 to 7 day close faster than how long it currently takes you to close on financing? And just think, wouldn't it be wonderful to have all of your financing needs taken care of for all of your deals? How many more deals could you close if you already knew where the money was coming from? With Patch of Land, you no longer have to worry about the financing part. They've got it taken care of for you. Go to Patch of Land and find out how to get your next deal funded by the thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Go to patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLAND.com. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Debbie Drummond. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. How you doing today?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. And Debbie is joining us from the gambling town of Las Vegas, Nevada, where she is the team leader of the Las Vegas Luxury Home Pro and Drummond Pettit team. She focuses in on high-res properties and luxury homes, and she works with a lot of investors, and she has a lot of different accolades or certificates, certifications to her name, where she is a certified residential specialist, a certified distressed property expert, some local certification where she is a risk reduction graduate, and she is a short sale foreclosure resource. So with that being said, she works with a whole lot of investors. Debbie, what are you up to? What's your focus now? Can you give the best efforts a little bit more about that? And what's your favorite game to gamble on in the casino?
I'm actually not much of a gambler, so I can't help you there. Somehow it's just never gotten to me. But I like investing. To me, that's, and doing it smart, that's the way you win at gambling, as far as I'm concerned.
There you go. And what's your focus now?
Well, I still think it's a great time to invest. You know, we've seen a little bit of a drawback from investors here in Las Vegas because some of the real bargain basement prices you just don't find anymore. But I still find some great values out there. Like in our high-rise market, you can still buy a high-rise property for less than it would cost to build the same property. Now, to me, that says if you buy it now and you hold it until the market turns, you can't help but make money.
When you talk about a high-rise property, what are you like? Can you give some examples?
Several of our buildings, like Panorama Towers, is a popular one. The Martin Metropolis. Metropolis is probably about the only one that you can still get into for less than $200 a square foot. And it cost at least $400 a square foot to buy or to build a high-rise property.
So can you give the best ever listeners a little bit about your journey to how you got to this point?
Well, I started just working in real estate, and I've always found the investment part of it interesting. But over the past few years in Las Vegas, you couldn't really survive as a realtor, I don't think, unless you did look at the investment aspect. Because we've had such, you know, our market has been depleted so bad. I mean, we got knocked down to like 60% of what off of what we were at the peak of the market. Now we're back up to, we're about 38% down from the peak of the market. And during the time when we were knocked down so bad, investors played a huge part of our market. Probably the top was about 63% cash deals back in about March of 2013. So if you weren't working with investors, then you weren't working as a realtor.
What are some of the deals that you know, you've seen recently close that are interesting in the Las Vegas market?
The more recent ones that I'm seeing, a lot of the investors got spoiled, like with the residential single family homes, where they could pick up near some of our more popular communities for like $100,000 or so and turn around and put maybe $5,000 to $7,000 into rehabbing them and rent them out for about $1,000 a month. They can't buy those for less than about $160,000 to $200,000 now. So they're not getting the cash flow on them. So some of those are pulling back. But the smart investors are going down to the downtown area where you can still find things in the $100,000 to $120,000 or so price range. Fix it up a little bit, turn it around and rent it for like, you know, $900, $1,000 a month.
Let's take two steps back and let's talk about Las Vegas as a market for investing in. And let's pretend we're in a helicopter. And in this helicopter, we're in the like right in the middle of the city, and we're looking down and we're splitting up Las Vegas into quadrants. Can you describe, first off, if that's the right way to split up Las Vegas? And if not, can you educate me and the best ever listeners on the right way to kind of think about the different areas and how, you know, what each of the areas kind of exemplifies?
Las Vegas is more like an island. If you think of, if you go to Honolulu, if you think of the island it's on, I think it's Oahu is the way you pronounce it. I always have trouble with the pronunciation. And you can pretty much get around this entire valley in about the same time that it takes you to get around the island. And you've got great neighborhoods scattered throughout it. I would say it's probably more like a concentric circle thing rather than quadrants. Do you understand what I mean?
I understand what you mean.
And you've got some great little, you know, circles all throughout the valley of where you can invest in, and it makes sense to invest in.
Okay. So can you describe some of those areas?
Well, starting with the center of it around the strip, I am a big believer that if you buy into the high-rise market now and you're in a position to hold on to it for a little while, because the monthly HOA fees are a bit of a tough pill to swallow for investors who need to make a positive cash flow after they rent, especially if they're financing, if they're not cash. But I still can't help but believe that you're not going to make money. We're already seeing the prices have gone up a little bit in that sector of the market, and I think it's going to continue to rise over the coming years. Then from there, I would look, especially like your realtor out of Austin said the other day, Scott, if you look where the artists are going, that takes you right into the downtown area. We've got an art district that is thriving there. They're doing a big First Friday festival every month. That coincides with Zappos headquarters moving into the downtown area. So you've got all these little older homes that are being bought up and renovated and turned into rentals. And my partner, Michael, just bought one down there. And on that one, he paid like $121,000 for it. That one, it was actually a flip property. So he really didn't have to do a lot to fix it up, just throw in some landscaping and some pavers to make it nice. And he's got it. I figured out the ROI on that one is like 9.23%. He's running it for $900 a month. And from there, you go on out into some of the nicer areas. You try to get close to the good schools. because families, a lot of families here lost their homes during the recession, but they still want to live in the same area where their kids were going to school.
What are some of the best school districts in Las Vegas, and where are they? What towns?
Well, all of Clark County, which includes both Las Vegas and Henderson, is one school district. So it's not so much the school district, because it's all one, but you go into the schooldigger.com and some of those sites, and you can kind of see the rankings for different schools. And you find several in Summerlin have great reputations, several over in Henderson have great reputations. We've also got some great private schools in town. So if you can get close to those areas, you pretty much have a guaranteed base that some families are going to want to rent from you to be near those schools.
Debbie, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Best real estate investing advice ever is to do it, but keep it balanced. And don't let your emotions get carried away, because I see that over and over with investors that, like some of our investors who were cherry picking the great deals out in the suburbs, when you take them down to the older part of town where the artists are now rehabbing the area, they kind of get turned off because they're looking at an old property. But when you look at the math on it and don't look at the property being old, you realize that it actually does cash flow. And it cash flows at this point better than buying the nicer, newer place out in the suburbs.
And where is that area where the artists are living?
That's downtown LV, the Huntridge District.
Huntridge? How do you spell that?
Huntridge.
Good to know. And yeah, you'd referenced the previous best ever guest. His name is Sean Rooker, and it's episode 167, where he talks about Austin similarly to how you're talking about Las Vegas. And he mentioned how the way to track a growth of for an emerging area is to see where the artists live. And he went into all the reasons why. So Debbie, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Could you do more deals if you had more money and didn't have to waste time looking for financing? Are you ready to scale your real estate business and do more deals? Well, let's make that happen. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is ready to fund your next deal. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that has thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Find out more at patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLEND.com.
Okay, Debbie, best ever book you've read?
Best ever book I've read? Oh, geez. Memoirs of a Geisha, because I spent time in Japan.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com to get an audio book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it?
Probably the best ever was going to a Craig Proctor seminar. And even though I don't continue with this program, it actually kind of pulled together for me a little bit more about the prospecting part of the business.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Best success habit is being totally disciplined about getting on the phone and making those follow-up phone calls.
Best ever deal you've done?
Oh, geez, there have been a lot of them. One of my favorites was when I got a client of mine a high-rise condo on the 58th floor over at Trump, Las Vegas, that it wasn't even a short sale. The guy had paid $1.395 for it cash, and the market had gone down, and we managed to get it for like $300,000 just because the guy was ready to sell.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Oh, the most exciting project in Las Vegas at the moment? I would say that might well be the new downtown Summerlin Mall. I think it's going to add a whole lot of value to all the neighborhoods around the area.
Ooh, I like the unintentional wrinkle that you just added to this show, where I was talking about the best ever project you're focused on, but then you went with the market, and I might have to apply that to other episodes. Thanks for the inspiration on that.
I'm all about the market.
Best ever quote?
Geez, put me on the spot on that one. Do what you love and the money will follow.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Biggest mistake was probably having too much money tied up in the stock market when the recession started, so I couldn't go and buy as much property as I wanted.
Debbie, what's the best ever place to reach you?
On my cell phone, 702-354-6900.
Debbie, thank you so much for sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners and teaching us what it's like to be in Las Vegas right now and giving us insight into where you're living, what you're living and breathing, and, you know, the different types of projects that Las Vegas has up and coming and the different types of opportunities that you're seeing in the market, specifically high-rise properties, and then going to the downtown area where the, as you mentioned, the artists are rehabbing the area, and also the Hunt Ridge District, as you said. So thank you for giving us that insider's tip on the areas to invest in Las Vegas, talking about it from a high level with, you know, the concentric circles, where I'm going to be honest, I had to look up concentric, and now I've realized that it's basically a dartboard. So think of Las Vegas as a dartboard and an island. So thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.